Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi, Lakin. My name is Lindsay, and I got charged almost $100 on my account from this. This is the number my bank gave me, and it was like $92.90, and it just said lifestyle wellness on it, and I have no idea what it is, and I'd like it to be canceled and refunded my money.
I'll have to get it pulled up for you first. If it's something that you signed up for, okay, and you didn't cancel, then yeah, that's why you were billed. We can cancel it, but not do a refund. Have you signed up for any trials and didn't call in to cancel?
I have no idea. Honestly, I don't remember signing up for anything. My bank said there was something similar to it on the 19th, but I don't remember signing up for anything. I honestly have no idea what it would be for.
I'll pull it. What's your zip code?
56470.
Okay. First and last name?
Lindsay Sprague.
All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
14652 US 71, Lot 7, Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here with their information matching. Did you sign up for a product called Keto Extend and Keto Extend Cleanse as a free trial?
Yeah, is it pills?
Yeah, it's diet pills.
Okay, I did sign up for that. I was not aware that I would be charged for some monthly subscription. I guess I didn't read that anywhere in anything.
Yeah, it's listed under the terms and conditions.
Fine print.
Yeah, in the terms and conditions, yeah. It's not going to show you in the ad, but you have to make sure you read it because that's what you're actually authorizing.
Right, and I obviously clearly didn't read that part.
Nobody does. Look, it's happened to me before, and I know better. I'll get on there and see the ad, and I'll say, oh, pay for shipping. I'll jump right off. Don't read anything, and then be like, why are you charging me for this monthly? Like, I thought this was a one-time off. They're like, did you read the terms?
Right.
I'm like, no. Well, then that's why you're getting billed. I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot believe I did this.
That makes me not want to do anything online ever again.
Doesn't it?
My fishing pole.
What, honey?
It definitely does.
You left your fishing pole at Auntie's house. We'll have to go get it. Yeah, you left your fishing pole at Auntie's house. We'll have to go get it.
Kevin took it.
No, Kevin didn't take it. Auntie had Alex put it in his closet, though. So it's in Alex's closet, so it won't get broken.
Oh, he's ready to go fishing, huh?
Oh, he is total outdoors boy. We didn't get much snow this year in Minnesota, so our garden was like mud and water, and he was in his sled. What was it? Friday, he was in his sled, and he called it his boat, and he asked Daddy to hand him a piece of wood, like a stick, because he was going fishing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he loves fishing. And we bring minnows.
Well, that's good.
Minnows and yeah, he likes to be outside, don't you, buddy? We don't have minnows. We're going to go get a fishy, though, for your fish tank.
Yeah.
You want two fish? You're so cute.
Well, that's nice, because like I said, that's a good thing to do. You know, do something outside.
Yeah.
It's about to be springtime, so that'll be good.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. We only had a week of below freezing this year, and it was a week of toilet froze, and are you okay? Mommy, okay. Thank you. We love you.
All right. So basically, yeah, the only thing that you can do, we'll just have to go through here to make sure it's if you really want to continue the product or cancel it out, and then we'll go through that process for you so we can get this taken care of for you.
I'll just cancel it out. It's okay.
All right. So the product that you have.
Again.
Yeah, she's like, forget that. I don't. It also gets rid of your body toxins. Would you like to continue at a 35% discount every 30 days?
No.
Okay. Would you like to continue at a 50% discount every 60 days?
No.
All right. And the last one, it also helps out your metabolism. Would you like to continue at a 75% discount every 30 days?
No.
All right.
Give
me 1 second.
The
oh my God, they get so mad about that, and I'm just—I'll be
you're
like,
just
they'll
doing
say
your job.
They'll say, "Didn't you hear me say?" I'm like, "Okay, so you don't really think that we hear you when you say you don't want the product, and we have no problem with canceling you. Common sense should say,
right.
Okay, well, this is their job, you know. So I'm assuming they have to ask me these questions, you know." But they get fighting mad.
I'm a marketer, so I get it.
Oh, you already know. Well, okay. You know what? You definitely know.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I'm sure they probably.
I was 19.
Did you?
They were
oh,
so
Lord.
Rude, like hang up on you, scream at you, call you all kinds of names. And
that's what they do
here.
Are
you sure you don't want to try this? And, like, you had to try 3 different times to keep people on the product, or I was selling life insurance, so you had to try 3 different times to try and get them to sign up, and after the 3rd time, you know, most people would hang up after you on the 2nd time, but.
Well, at least you shouldn't have been that
said
bad,
no,
because it was life insurance. I mean, I would have just hung up the phone, you know, I wouldn't have been on there just acting out erotic like some people do.
Oh, some people are just, and then some people, they just are weird, like, they prank you or, you know, just strange. Yeah. There's just some people that don't understand. You got to make a living too. You're just doing your job.
I don't think they don't care. That's that.
No, they just think that you're out to get them, you know, or you're not listening to them.
People don't care. They when they're upset about something, like you said, they need to understand that it's not your fault. You're just here to help. I mean, you know, that's
right.
It. Like, okay, I don't have anything to do with, you know, what happened. I'm only customer service. You know, there's only so much you can do. So, but people would just act like,
right.
You know, oh, you it's your company, you know. And I want to tell them, like, do you actually think if this was my company and I did, do you really think I would be sitting on the phone talking to you right now?
Right.
Do you really
no,
think I'll probably
buy the company?
Exactly. I would probably be somewhere on a private beach or something, or you know, on a yacht somewhere. Look, enjoying myself. That's probably what I would be doing. You know, which would be great.
Right.
But look, it's not happening.
No. I don't get out much. Cool. I homeschool and I work from home. And
oh, well, so you're in the house all the time then.
Oh, yeah. And then I need to go to Walmart or something or a local grocery store and just get away and have me time. And I get from my husband. He drives semi-truck and I get from him, you know, well, you're going to go by yourself? You really need to go right now? Like, it drives me nuts. Like, I need to clear my mind a little bit once in a while, but.
Yeah.
Frustrated, but.
I mean, he should know that if you're in the house all day.
You would think, but.
I know, they don't think like that.
No,
you're fine.
They're completely different brainwave than us.
Sensi.
My Sensi came?
No, he says Sensi in the way, so.
Oh, I don't know why I would say that.
Yeah, they do. Their mind doesn't function right like it should. Ours do, but theirs don't. We would be like, oh, yeah, go ahead, you know, go catch a break, you know, go to the store, go to the park, you know, get your mind right or something. But they think we're just superwoman, you know. We just, you know, we can just keep going and going and going and going.
Right. Not me.
She said not me.
I'm getting older. I'm gonna nap at like 3 o'clock.
Oh God, don't get into the nap thing. Oh, that's why even my lunch break, I'll go to sleep sometimes because they're like, you're gonna see. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm like you. I'm at home now, and I'm doing the school thing, and it's been a really lot on me with the school. So,
right.
I'm like you. I need a break every now and then. You got to get up early in the morning. I mean, this is just an everyday thing. It gets stressing, tireful.
Oh, yep, I feel that. I don't know.
So I know exactly how you feel. You probably
not into
marketing. Oh no, most people when they leave, I'm sure they don't come back because people can't handle it. You know, you have to really be the type of person that you don't take it personal, and you're looking at it as okay, this is just a job. Because if you start taking it personal, you will not be able to do it because you'll be so upset, and then you'll just say, I can't do this, and quit, because that's what most people do. They can't take it, the holler and the scream and the names and getting hung up on, you know what I'm saying?
No.
They take it personal.
You can't do that with telemarketing.
Oh, yeah, you can't be sensitive working, because you're not going to make it. I've been doing it 2 years, going on a little over 2 years and a month now. And trust me, it does. It'll bother you, but I just have to.
No,
I just look at it as it's just your job.
I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah, so I'm like, these people don't know me, and I don't know them. Why am I going to get myself all worked up, you know, about it?
Yeah, you can't though either. It's just not worth
the
energy.
Who are you telling? And especially about somebody that you don't even know. But you'd be surprised at people that really get upset, and they'll be like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, do you know that lady? Okay, do you know that? Okay, you're never going to see these people. I mean, are you really sitting here mad about that right now? Get over it.
You can't let it get to you, though. That's what I've learned. And I mean, even like people in the grocery store and stuff, and with everything going on with this pandemic, and I don't mask personally because I have medical issues, and so does my husband. So, I mean, you get the snide comments and the snide stares, and, you know, I just shrug it off, let it go.
No, that's all you have to, because if you feed into everything that people do, you will be so upset all the time. And it's like saying it's not even worth it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
No, I had to learn it the hard way. I used to be, every time somebody said something, you know, I had something to say back. Or I want to retaliate. And then when I got older, I realized, like, no, that, you know, you don't have to handle things like that all the time. Sometimes you just have to ignore it, let it go, and keep it moving. You know, just be the bigger person. Sometimes that's just what you need to do. Yeah, but I did get you canceled out. So either you can check your email for both products, or either I can give you the number. It's up to you, whichever one. You can do both if you want.
I didn't hear that you cut out.
I said if you want to write your cancellation number down for both products, you can, or if you want to check it through your email.
Oh,
so
if
just
you
let me
just
know.
Send it
it's
my
fine.
Email, that'd be great.
Yeah, you
can
should
you
already
send
have
my
it.
Email?
Yeah, I've already canceled it. It's either if it's not in your regular inbox, then sometimes check your spam. You know, for sometimes, you know, these products, the information goes there. Don't ask me why. But,
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it goes to your spam, so check that. And then if you don't see it, I mean, if you want to call back in, I do too. I have lots of, and I'll be like, they'll be like, I emailed mine. No, you didn't. And then I'll check, and I'm like, why would this go to spam?
I have that do it all the time in important things. Like my husband's trying to get a job at FedEx right now, and it's just like, the company they outsourced for to do background checks has been so slow. It's been, he got his offer on the 28th of January, and we're still waiting for them to clear his background.
Okay, what is the big deal? Like, what is taking so long?
I don't know. I don't know if they just can't. I don't know. And even the guy from my dad, because my dad's the supervisor at FedEx Freight where my husband applied, and his boss hasn't even heard anything, and he's frustrated because they have a guy that wants to quit and, well, retire, not quit. He wants to retire.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's I didn't know that kind of stuff was backed up. I knew the mail and things were backed up and all that kind of stuff, but only jobs, like, you gotta be kidding me.
Right?
That's backed up too. Like, oh my God, they need to hear up and do something about this, because this is just getting out of hand. This stuff is just getting ridiculous. It's really ruining people's lives, I can tell you that much.
Oh, it is. And it's just something that, you know, we live in Minnesota, so our governor has been dictating all of our restaurants and stuff like that. And it's been a year of hell. There's been so many restaurants that have closed and people going bankrupt and losing their homes. And, you know, my thing is, yes, the virus is real. Yes, it has killed people. But if you're that scared of it, then maybe you should do like in-home deliveries, or, you know, just stay home or work from home, but don't make everyone else lose their lifestyle and the stuff that they've worked hard for. And, you know, it's common sense. Wash your hands, you know, sneeze into your elbow. Like, it's things we learned in kindergarten. But
I know you, come on. People don't care. That's the thing. They don't care.
No.
They don't care if somebody else gets sick, you know. Like, you would think they would, but they don't, actually. They really don't care. I mean, you know, if you get sick, oh, well, or I'm not going to wash my hands. Where are you, man? Yeah,
I've
we would like that, too.
My cart and just a germaphobe. When I got pregnant with my son that likes fishing, he's two now, I turned into a germaphobe with him. So I've always sanitized my cart and, you know, taking vitamin C and just taking those extra precautions to make sure I don't bring illness back into my house. But it's just, I don't know. For me, it's common sense. Like,
yes, like I tell you, it's basically, it's not rocket science. This is stuff that you should have been doing before the virus hit, washing your hands, cleaning your house, disinfecting.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't even been getting sick like that. But see, that's the thing, people are not doing that because a lot of people don't. You know, they don't clean up their house like they should. They don't wash their hands when they come out of the bathroom. They don't care.
Right.
Germs.
I wash my hands before I eat. If, you know, my nose runs, I normally, you know, wash my hands after that. I make sure I have a Kleenex to wipe my nose in. Like, I don't go breathing on people and sneezing them. If my kids have, you know, strep or something, I keep them home. Like, even before last year, I decided to homeschool with everything. And last year, they weren't homeschooled, but if they were sick, I kept them home so they wouldn't spread any, like, the flu, or, like, my daughter had flu. And then my two-year-old, actually, before it hit the news and everything and COVID became a thing, the end of December, he was 11 months old, he tested positive for coronavirus and influenza A, and he had it all, and we ended up in the hospital down 2 hours away from us, and the doctors were not concerned at all with coronavirus because they said it's just like a common cold, just a little bit more hyped up, and he'll be fine. You know, push the fluids, you know, make sure you don't go anywhere, stay home, you know, because it's got an incubation period of, I think they said, like, 5 days. But at that point, we had already passed it and been around people. We were around my husband's elderly grandma, and she never got it. And his most contagious stage, and nobody around us got it, which is weird.
That was great. That was really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody shouldn't have got it. I can't believe it.
That came from my daughter's school, because she had a lot of kids in her kindergarten class that were really sick that December, and even people around our area were sick with the symptoms of COVID. Like, we think it came through here before it was made, you know, news, because they were trying to control it so it wouldn't turn into what it is now. Because, you know, when media causes fear, people lose their mind, and that's kind of what's happened. But
yeah, you're right. I had a lot of people say that they think that they had already got it before they actually made it a big thing. So a lot of people probably, like you said, already had it and just didn't know what it was. Probably thought it was like just a cold or flu or something, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot of people have had it. And, you know, they just, it was like the flu. So, you know, they didn't think much of it. And I have a cousin that had it, and she's dealing with lost taste now and a regular heart arrhythmia. So, I mean, it's a serious virus, but that's one reason why you don't go creating a virus in the lab and try and release it to the public. Like, you can't play God and expect an outcome to be good. What you do, buddy?
You are definitely right about that. Definitely right.
God is the one that's in control of when you die and how you die. And, you know, it blows my mind. Like, scientists are good, you know. There's a lot of good things that have come from it, but not anything that's not been introduced by nature. That's a big one, yeah.
I know. You're right. So that's why I said they're saying, oh, it's coming, it may be. But I guess you got to look at it like, I guess, I mean, you can say that, but like I said, I guess it's your time to go. Because, I mean, people get it and they don't die, so it means it's not their time to go. But, of course, I know you got to give it some kind of, you know, reason for dying. So, of course, you know, they're going to say, oh, it's the COVID. Everything is not the COVID either. It's really not.
We've seen people dying with COVID here in Minnesota, and they marked it as a COVID death, even though they didn't die from COVID, which, you know, it screwed up the numbers for, you know, national number counts.
Like, oh, yeah. Do you realize how many people they probably did that to? Because they were getting paid for that. Yeah. The hospitals were, is what I heard. And that's why every time somebody died, they said they were ruining is that because, you know, they were getting paid for those patients. And that was sad. They were doing that to people.
$3,000 a person that died.
Are you for real?
They died with a ventilator, like in the ventilator, then it was like $10,000 they'd get from the government. Yeah.
What?
It was like a money train, yeah. And then we had, I'm sure you've seen it on the news, we had national rioting down in the cities in Minneapolis, and our governor.
Yes, I saw it. It was bad.
People not in the cities pay for it. He's trying to hire taxes, so, you know, us people in not rural suburb areas. We live in the country, and we are 4.5 hours away from the cities. So he's trying to make us pay for it. Like, I'm not the one out rioting. I'm sorry. Why should I have to pay for someone else's mistake or, you know, bad choice?
Well, we do paying taxes all the time. So, because, you know, it goes to people that don't do anything. They're more than capable of working. But what do? They sit at home. Yep. Pay no bills and live a good life, just like you. But people that are out there struggling, trying to have a good living, and it's really sad.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I had a best friend that was like, I mean, we're still best friends, but she works now. She got a job, and she's, you know, almost completely off government assistance, and she's doing fantastic, and she loves life. She has extra money to be able to do things with the two kids, and yep. I didn't know it'd be this much fun, and, you know, I would have this much fun working and, you know, being able to provide for the girls. And because that's because you never tried. Your mom just pushed you to stay on the system, and you thought that was a lifestyle, and it's not. It's just meant there to be there to help you if you're falling or you need the extra boost before you get on your feet, you know. But
whoa. Yeah, people think it's a, I don't think they really understand what it's for. Like I said, it's to help you get on your feet. It's not for you to live off of it and keep, you know, getting people's money.
Definitely.
You know, that's actually working, wanting to have something, and you're just at home every day enjoying yourself while everybody else is out working hard every day. It's really sad.
Right.
Don't you think everybody else wants to sit at home and get their bills paid too?
I would love that. I mean, I do. I work from home, but I get paid for what I do. But I don't. And I'm not a government assistance.
Exactly.
I'm from home, and I can school my children and keep my house clean. And I'm very fortunate in that area. I'm very blessed and thankful with my life.
Oh, yeah, you have to be. Yeah, that's why I said with our job, they allowed us to go home. So, because, like I said, it would be, I don't know what would happen. I probably wouldn't have a job because my daughter has to be at school. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's nobody to keep her. My husband, he works. So, you know, there's nobody but me. So that means I would have to be at home. You know, I would have to be at home. So it's a good thing that they're allowing us to do that too, because like I said, I don't know what I would do if I couldn't work here. I know, so.
I'm glad you're able to work and be home, and
I know
makes everything better.
It really does.
I don't see the email yet. I looked and
you didn't see it. Oh well, you can, if you want to write the number down, you can. It's not on your spam either. That's weird.
In.
Well, I'll give it to you if you want to write it down. It's no big deal. Yeah. Like I said, it usually generates right off. Like people say, oh, okay, I see it. I've got it. So, But like I said, I can give it to you if you want to write it down. But it's canceled. But I mean, if you want to just make sure you got that proof.
No, since it's canceled, are they going to refund me that $92?
No, that's originally for the trial that you signed it for. They actually tried to bill you for two of them, but the other one declined, so you ended up paying for one. But they try to bill you almost $200, but they only bill you the $92.90. So,
holy crap! Why are they billing $200?
Because that product that you signed up for—that's how much it is full price if you don't cancel it every month.
Holy crap!
Yeah, so I'm glad you went ahead and called in. Yeah,
so
to get
called in when they tried to take the extra $100 out.
No, that declined. They wouldn't try to take it. It's just that when the next month came around, if you hadn't canceled, then they were going to try to bill you those two charges again.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And, yeah, the bottles were very tiny. I would not.
Were they?
That's not worth it.
Well, I mean, I know they say it's just 2/3 supply, so I don't know what the bottle looks like, but it's a month supply. That's why they bill you for it.
Yeah, it's a tiny little bottle.
Is it? I've never ordered this stuff, so like I said, I've ordered pills before. I mean, it's been just a regular bottle like you would get at Walmart. I mean, like a regular pill bottle, I'm assuming, yeah.
All right, I'm ready to write that down.
You ready to write? Okay. All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay, what now?
No, they're not going to send out anything else, no. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the number 5. Yeah, you just basically paid for what you already have. Yes, you're not going to get any other product or any other charges. That's it. You're done.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I wish I would read the fine print. I would never have done it. That's just stupid.
Okay. Trust, you got that right. Mm-hmm. D as in dog.
Okay.
77.
Okay.
40.
Okay.
A as in apple.
Yeah.
The number 2.
Okay.
The letter C as in cat.
Hang on, buddy. Okay.
You got the C as in cat. Okay, and the number 7.
Number 7. All right.
So just hold on to that. Like I said, the email should be, like I said, usually people get it. Some people get it right out. Some people don't. Too don't get it all. I don't know what happens if it's your phone, the internet, or what. But if you don't get it, you're fine. Like I said, you're canceled out. It will take the effect immediately. You will not receive any other product or charges, and that's it.
Okay. That's good. I'm frustrated that they won't refund my money, but I'm glad I didn't get charged $200, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. So that's what they should have did was called you and they declined it and said, hey, you know, what's going on? Did you sign up for something? Then that way, you know, you could have called in and you could let them know, well, oh, you know, I just signed up for this. I didn't know. And then you wouldn't have to worry about that. But
right.
That's how banks are.
Yep. Nope. I didn't get a phone call or nothing. They just charged my account, which. My bank couldn't do anything either. I had to call in and cancel, which I'm glad it's canceled. I don't have to worry about it ever again, but definitely not worth $200. I can say that. All right. Well, my husband just called me, so I'm going to let you go and try and call him back and see what he needed.
All right, then. Well, I hope you and your family have a great rest of your day and a blessed week.
Thank
and stay
you.
Safe.
You too.
Are you too? Well, yeah, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.